بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is our 35th session. Session 35, Arabic Lessons in Fiqh, Level 3, Al-Mustawa Thalith, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. For the past couple of weeks, we've actually been dealing with Kitab al-Zakat, its definition, legislation, and things like that. And last week, we dealt with the first type of wealth that people have, that must have zakat applied to it. We said that it is divided into several parts, or several topics that we're going to deal with. The first of them was the zakat on camels, and the second of them is the zakat on cows, and the third of them is in ghanam, yani sheep and goats. So today, inshallah, after we went through the nisab and the qima of the zakat on people who have camels, different amounts of camels, we talked about that last week. Today, inshallah, we're going to look at cows. Now, first thing, before we begin reading from the lesson, from the book, I thought I had asked somebody to remind me to provide some chart on the zakat for camels. Did anybody send me a reminder?
No, that was the young brothers.
Oh, that was the young brothers, that's right. Yeah, that was the young brothers. Let's blame it on the young brothers. So, you did send me a reminder? Oh, you're going to send it to me now? Okay, so, since I didn't send, I didn't get a reminder, then I'll excuse you if you don't remember what is the zakat on camels. But does anybody have any idea what is the minimum, amount of camels that a person has that they have to give zakat? A lot of people remember. Abdul Hadi, he's new in the class. Okay, so he said, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, the minimum is 5.
Okay. Does the cat start when a person has 5 camel?
Yes.
For the camel.
No.
Does the cat start when you have 25? If you have less than 25, there's no zakat. Once you reach 25, then for every 5, you have to give 1 sheep. But if you only have 5 camels, there's no zakat. If you only have 10, there's no zakat. If you have 24 camels, there's no zakat until you reach 25. When you reach 25, then you have to give 1 sheep for every 5. From 5 until 9, 1 sheep. From 10 until 14, 2 sheep. From 15 to 19, 3 sheep. From 20 to 24, 4 sheep. And then 25 came the new rate, 1 year-old she camel for 25. To 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 60, 75, 90, 120, like this. 1 sheep, 2, 3, 4, then a 1-year-old she camel, 1-year-old camel, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, like this. This was the rate that we talked about last week. Okay, Abu Bakr.
No, I just want to confirm. You said 25 or not 24?
I said that under 25 is not taxable. When you reach 25, you have to pay tax.
But what's the meaning of the at the end when they say, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ إِلَّا أَرْبَعَ مِنَ الْإِبْلِ لَيْسَ فِيهَا صَدَقَةٌ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبُّهُ.
Okay, Abdul Haq is right. Abdul Haq is right. Is that what you said the first time, Abdul Hadi?
If you have 25, in every 5 camels.
If you have 25 for every 5.
When it's under
25.
When it's under
25, then you have to give 1 for every 5.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. You're right, Abdul Haq. Thank you for reading that for us. If you have under 25, when you have 25 or more, then you have to give camel. And 25 more, you have to give a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. Under 25, 24 or less, but starting at least 5. starting at least five. Under four, there's no zakat. Okay, so in any case, this table, we forgot to send it, because we forgot, nobody reminded me. So inshallah today...
The table is what?
Okay,
maybe not the same table, because I see a table in the book, it's different. The table like we detail you want to send us. Go, there is a table in the
Let
book.
Me see.
No,
let me see it though.
This
this table is the definition of words.
Okay.
The definition of the what is the bint makhad, bint labun, hiqqa, nam, and jada'a. In any case, inshallah, today we'll try to take care of that one because some of these amounts require a person to look at them carefully, okay? So in any case, today inshallah we're gonna look at the cows. We're gonna look at the cows. We're going to see that the number is a little bit different, and hopefully, inshallah, the next time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will definitely have it in writing. For today, I think it'll be a little bit easier than it was for the camels, so,
Yani.
You have to reach five. Yani, under five, there's no zakat. Under five, there's no zakat. You have to reach five. So if a person reached five, then they have to give one sheep. 10, if they reach 10, 2. If they reach 15, 3. If they reach 20, 4. If they reach 25, they have to give a 1-year-old. Up to 35, 1-year-old camel, naam. And then up to 45 after that, 2-year-old. And then up to 60. And if they reach 60, a 3-year-old. If they reach 75, 4-year-old, like this. Okay? If a person has less than 5, then they can give voluntarily, naam. No, if a person has 10 camels, 10, they have to give 2 sheep, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have to give 2.
So after
25, Abdul Haq reminded us that 25 is the number for the zakat, being paid in camels. 25. Under 25, the zakat is paid in sheep.
Okay.
For every 5, 1 sheep.
Because they say illa and yasha arabbuha. Why they didn't say illa and yasha sahibuha?
Rabbuha means sahibuha.
Okay.
Rabbuha means sahibu. Rabbul bayt. Rabbul bayt means sahibul bayt. If somebody said men rabbul bayt, that means men sahibul bayt. Who is the owner of the house? No. It means except the rabbul. Means sahib, the one who owns them. The one who owns those camels, if they have less than 5, they don't have to give unless they want to voluntarily. Page 57. Number 2, al-baqar. Al-baqar. Number 2, al-baqar. Cow. Cattle. Laysa fiha duna thalathina min al-baqari. السائمة زكاة ليس فيما دون 30 من البقر السائمة البقر السائمة meaning the cows that are free grazing. Free grazing. If they are free grazing and there's less than 30, 29 or 28 or anything less than that, ليس فيها زكاة. There's no زكاة. Until it reaches 30. فإذا بلغت ثلاثين ففيها تبيع أو تبيعة إلى 39. So if it reaches 30, less than 30, there's no zakat. If it reaches 30, then they have to give zakat. One تبيع تبيع الذي له سنة ودخل في الثانية. The one that has reached 1 year, complete 1 year, it's 1 year old, and entered into the second year, a year and a day. Okay, if the person's number of camels reached 30, now they have to give zakat, and the zakat is one, cow, that is a 1 year old cow, tabi'un, it's called tabi'un or tabi'atun, feminine, masculine or feminine, a female or a male, 1 year old.
You said camel in there somewhere.
I said camel, probably. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a little bit tired by now. Okay, we're talking about cows now, right? Let's try to keep that in mind. We're talking about cows or bulls or something like this. Tabi'un is male, tabi'atun is a female. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ ثَلَاثِينَ يعني they have 30 cows. فَفِيهَا تَبِيعٌ أَوْ تَبِيعَةٌ يعني then in that case they have to give one male or female 1 year old cow. إِلَى تِسْعٍ وَثَلَاثِينَ until it reaches, يعني up until 39 is just one تَبِيعٌ أَوْ تَبِيعَةٌ يعني once it reaches 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 1 year old male or female cow. Okay, so where we at? We're from 30 to 39. 1 year old cow. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ أَرْبَعِينَ فَفِيهَا مُسِنَّةٌ فَفِيهَا مُسِنَّةٌ يعني if it reached 40, we said from 30 to 39 is 1 year old, right? But if it reached 40, it goes to the next level. At that point, يعني ففيها مسنة يعني مسنة يعني on the bottom footnote says مسنة التي لها سنتان وهي الثانية يعني the one that has 2 years completed. They are 2 year old, completely 2 years old. They reached 2 years complete, entered into the third year. يعني this is for the person who what? Their number of cows reach 40. ففي I'm skipping something here now. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ 60 فَفِيهَا تَبِيعًا Okay, so فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ 60 But if it reached 60, then they have to give 2 1-year-olds. تَبِيعًا يعني that's the dual of تَبِيعًا تَبِيعًا Two of them. If it reached 60. So that means below 60, that means 59 is still a 1 2-year-old. Musinna, it's still 1 2-year-old. So that means from 40, if it reaches 40, they have to give 1 2-year-old, musinna. And that's up to 59. From anywhere, any number from 40 up to 59, is still only 1 2-year-old cow. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ 16, now it goes to the next level, 16. So that's from 40 to 59, is 1 2-year-old. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتْ 16, فَفِيهَا تَبِعَان نَعْم فَفِيهَا تَبِعَانَ Okay, so if it reaches 60, then they have to give 2 1-year-olds. 2 1-year-olds now. We're going back to 1 year olds now. If it reaches 40, 1 2-year-old. If it reaches 60, 2 1-year-olds. فَفِي سَبَعِينَ مُسِنَّ وَتَبِيعٌ But if it reaches 70, then 1 2-year-old and 1 1-year-old. 1 1-year-old and 1 2-year-old. Okay, notice here, if you're paying attention, when it reached 30, it was a 1 1-year-old. When it reached 40, it was a 2 year old. When it reached 60, 2 30s, that's 2 1-year-olds. 1 30 is 1 1-year-old, 2 30s is 2 1-year-olds. Huh? So for every 30, there's a 1 year old. For every 40, there's a 2 year old. So that's if it reached 60, 2 1-year-olds. Wafi. سَبَعِينَ مُسِنَّ وَتَبِيعٌ But if it reaches 70, 70 is 40 and 30, right? That's a 1 year old and a 2 year old. Huh? A 1 year old? I mean, try to make it easy, right? سَبَعِينَ مُسِنَّ يعني مُسِنَّ is يعني a 2 year old. That's if you have 40 camels. But if you have 70, you have 40 and you have 70. So there's a مُسِنَّ, a 2 year old, and a تَبِيعٌ, a 1 year old. وَفِي ثَمَانِينَ مُسِنَّتَانِ If you reach 80, 80 is 2 40s, right? 2 40s is 2 2-year-olds. وَفِي التِسْعِينَ ثَلَاثَ تِبَاعَ يعني تِبَاعَ is the plural of تَبِيعَ يعني 3 1-year-olds. That's in 70. I'm sorry, 90. فِي التِسْعِينَ ثَلَاثَ تِبَاعَ 90. So 90 is what? 30 and 30 and 30. For 30, there's a 1 year old. For 90, there's 3 1-year-olds.
I have a question. For 60 years, if it was 60, you said 2 3-year-olds, right?
2 1-year-old. Because remember, every 30 is a 1 year old. So if you have 60, that's 2 1-year-olds. Just try to keep the numbers 30 and 40. If you have 30, that's a 1-year-old. If you have 40, that's a 2-year-old. If you have 70, that's a 30 and a 40, a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old, right? So if it reached 90, that's 3 30s. That's, yani 30 and 30 and 30, that's 3 1-year-olds. Yani tibah, the plural of tabir. Wafi al-miya musinna wa tabi'an. Tabi'an is dual. Yani if you have 100, musinna, a 2-year-old, and tabi'an, 2 1-year-olds. Okay? How do we get that number? A musinna and a 2-year-old and 2 1-year-olds? We get that because
40.
A 40 and 2 30s. 40 and 2 30s makes 100. So we are breaking down the numbers every 10 to either 40 or 30 or a combination of them. 2 30s, 2 40s, a 30 and a 40, and like this. Okay? Fafimiya musinna wa tabi'an. Yani, a 2-year-old and 2 1-year-olds. وفي العشرة ومية مسنتان وتبيعن. If you have 110 camels, then that's 2 2-year-olds. 40 and 40 is 80. And 1 1-year-old. 40 and 40 and 30. 110. 40 and 40, 2 2-year-olds. And 30, 1 1-year-old. وفي العشرين ومية 120 ثلاثة مسنات أو أربعة تباع. يعني either 3 2-year-olds, 40 and 40 and 40 is 120, or 4 1-year-olds. 4 1-year-olds, 30 and 30 and 30 and 30 is also 120. So you have a choice. يعني 3 2-year-olds or 4 1-year-olds. This is the explanation that we came with before the evidence. Yani this is the breakdown. Yani when you reach 30, it's a 1-year-old. If you reach 40, it's a 2-year-old. If you reach 60, that's 2 30s. If you reach 70, that's a 40 and a 30. If you reach 80, it's 2 40s. If you reach 90, Ishaq. They want you, Ishaq. Let him go. His family is calling for him. That's Ishaq right there, I think. He looks like Ishaq. Ishaq, your family is calling for you. You have to go. He wants to hang out with us. Now? No, he's with his family. His mother is with him. His mother and his sister. Or something like that. Or his aunt. The little girl is his aunt, that's right.
So 110 was how many cows that you had?
2 2-year-olds.
2 2-year-olds?
110, right?
Yes.
You have 40 and 40 and 30 makes 110, right? So 40 and 40 is 2 2-year-olds and 30, 1 1-year-old. Now. Huh? Difference of opinion. There's difference of opinion about almost anything, right? So there may be difference of opinion. Let's look at the hadith and the evidence, and then let's see about difference of opinion.
I'm saying that because I have this book, and this one is like a more vague. It's not as specific. It says from 60 to 89, for example, it says 2 1-year-old cows.
From 60 to 89.
Nah, it didn't go as specific as you.
Okay, so when we look at the hadith, it'll become clear, right?
Okay.
From 60 to 89, meaning that means that if you reach 70, there's no extra zakat. Because 60 is 2 1-year-olds. And then they're saying, that's good up until 89. So what happened when you reach 70? You have 40 and 30. What happened to that? They skipped it. Okay, let's look at the hadith and then it will become more clear. But if you get the point that I'm saying, yani what if they have 40 and 30? That's 70. They're saying no extra zakat for that until you get to yani 90. Up until 89, right? So until you get to 90, there's no extra zakat. Once you reach 60, it's the same thing until you get up to 90. If you reach 89, you're still on the 60 level. We're saying if you get to 70, you have to pay extra zakat. If you get to 80, you have to pay extra zakat. If you get to 90, you have to pay extra zakat. There's 3 levels in between there. Okay, let's look at the hadith, inshallah. Let's look at the hadith. Okay, this is the explanation as it came here. By the way, this is the explanation that Sheikh Uthaymeen gave also, like this. That's in agreement with what we read here. This is how he explained it, like similarly to this. Inshallah, we'll look at what he said also. Dalil. What is the dalil? والدليل على ذلك on what we just explained ما رواه الإمام أحمد بإسناده عن يحيى بن الحكم أن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصدق أهل اليمن يعني Imam Ahmed narrates with his isnad from Yahya ibn al-Hakam, from Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missioned him to collect the zakat from the people of, the sadaqah, zakat, from the people of Yemen. وَأَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَخُذَ مِنَ الْبَقَرِ مِنْ كُلِّ ثَلَاثِينَ تَبِيعًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ أَرْبَعِينَ مُسِنَّ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to collect the zakat from the people of Yemen, and he ordered me to take from cows, whoever has cows, for every 30, tabi'an. And for every 40, musinna. So what if a person has 70? That's 30 and 40. He has to take a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. But according to that chart, right? He's still at just 2 1-year-olds. He doesn't go to a 2-year-old. But according to this clear text of this hadith, for every 30, he has to take a 1-year-old. And for every 40, he has to take a 2-year-old. If somebody has 70, if somebody has 80, he has to take 2 2-year-olds. It doesn't remain at 2 1-year-olds. 60 is 2 1-year-olds. Up until 89, they said. But if he has 80, that's less than 89. No, he's still not in 2 1-year-olds. He's in 2 2-year-olds. And there's a big difference between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. Big difference in the zakat. Okay? This is the hadith that is narrated يعني by Imam Ahmed and others from the Kutub al-Sunan. إلى أن قال فقدمت فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم up until he said I came forward and I informed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فأمرني أن أخذ من كل 30 تبيعا يعني he went on to say in the hadith that the Prophet he informed the Prophet and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered him to take from every 30 cows and let me say cows and not camels a 1-year-old And from every 40, a 2-year-old. وَمِنْ أَسِتِّينَ تَبِيعَيْنِ And from whoever has 60, 2 1-year-olds. وَمِنْ أَسَبَعِينَ مُسِنَّةً وَتَبِيعًا This is clear now. It's crystal clear. 70, a musanna, a 2-year-old, and a tabi'an, a 1-year-old. وَمِنْ ثَمَانِينَ مُسَنَّتَيْنِ And from 80, 2 2-year-olds. We just skipped all past that. We went from 60 to 80 to 80 to 79 or 89, right? 89. And here he's saying clearly, no, if you have 70, then you have to pay. If you have 80, you have to, there's zakat on it. Different zakat. وَمِن ثَمَانِينَ مُسَنَّتَيْنَ We didn't get to 89 yet. وَمِن تِسْعِينَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَتْبَعَ يعني ثَلَاثَةَ تِبَعَ يعني 3 1-year-olds. وَمِنَ السَّبَعِينَ That's 16. وَمِنَ السَّبَعِينَ مُسَنَّةً وَتَبِعًا Okay, we already said 70. 80, 2 2-year-olds. وَمِنْ تِسْعِينَ ثَلَاثَ يعني 3 1-year-olds. وَمِنَ الْمِيَةَ مُسَنَّةً وَتَبِعَيْنِ Person reached 100, then 1 2-year-old and 2 1-year-olds. وَمِنَ الْعَشَرَةِ وَالْمِيَةَ 110 cows, musinnataini wa tabi'an. Yani, if they have 110 cows, 2 2-year-olds and 1 1-year-old. Yani, 40 and 40 and 30, 110. Wa min al-ishreen wa miya, 3 musinnat, aw 4, yani, atba'a. Aw, yani, tiba'a. Yani, the person has 120. Then they have a choice between 3 2-year-olds or 4 1-year-olds. Both of them coming to 120. وَأَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ لَا أَخُذَ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered me not to take anything فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ يعني between those tens. يعني from 70 to 79, there's nothing extra until you reach 80. From 80 to 89, there's nothing extra until you reach 90. And like this, يعني وَأَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ لَا أَخُذَ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ يعني between 70 and 80 and 80 and 90 and 90 شيئًا, anything إِلَّا أَيْ يَبْلُغَ musannatan aw jaz'an ya'ni tabi'an, until it reaches ya'ni that which is required, which requires a musanna, ya'ni a 40, multiple of 40, or tabi'a, multiple of 30, until it reaches ya'ni in the tens, a multiple of 30 or a multiple of 40. وَزَعْمَ أَنَّ الْأَوْقَاسَ لَا فَرِيضَةَ فِيهَا. That's the end of the hadith. And he also claimed that the awqas, there's no farida, yani no obligatory zakat concerning the awqas. Footnote 19, al-awqas min al-baqara ma duna 30. Yani whatever is less than 30, there's no zakat. Or the meaning of awqas, which is more specific, and Shaykh Uthaymeen explains it like this, the second meaning, ma bayna al-faridatayn, whatever is between the two obligatory, yani minimums, 40 or 30. Whatever is between a multiple of 40 or 30, there's no zakat on it. That means, if the person reached 30, from 30 to 39, that's between, yani, a farida. A farida is 30, and a farida is 40. So from 30 to 39, in between that, there's nothing extra until you reach the next farida, which is 40. Until you reach the next farida, yani, which is 60. Because 50, it doesn't, yani, there's no multiple between 30 and 40, until you reach 60. So he said that there's no, yani the awqas, waqas. Yani the awqas means, is the plural of waqas. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he says that this means whatever is in between the multiples of 30 and 40. Whatever is less than that, yani al-awqas min al-baqara, is less than 30, or whatever is between the two amounts of 30 and 40, huwa jam waqas. Yani al-awqas is the plural of waqas. Okay, here, and then there's a statement here, that's the end of the quotation of the hadith. It says, وَالْجَوَامِيسْ كَغَيْرِهَا مِنَ الْبَقْرِ لِأَنَّهَا مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْبَقْرِ. الْجَوَامِيسْ, yani is the plural of jamus, it means buffalo, or male buffalo, bull. Anyway, the buffalo, there's some yani distinction between North American buffalo and the African buffalo, they're a little bit different. But in any case, Shaykh Uthaymeen said, Jawamis, yani it requires zakat. Because it's from the same family as the cow. They're from the same family. The North American buffalo is definitely the same family as the cow. Even some of them said that they can mate them. Yani the North American buffalo and the cow, they can mate them.
What's the singular?
Jamus. With two long vowels, ja mus, the plural of, as the singular of jawamis. In any case, we'll come to a discussion concerning that if we have time to read what Shaykh Uthaymeen said. This is the end of what it mentioned here concerning the baqr, the cows. Okay, after this, yani in Al-Wajiz, they just mentioned a hadith. They didn't mention a lot of discussion on page 222 in Al-Wajiz. Zakat al-Baqr just says, An-Nisab wa miqdar al-Wajib. The Nisab, the minimum amount that a person, when they reach it, they pay zakat. If they don't reach that minimum amount, there's no zakat. So that's the nisab. And the miqdar al-wajib, yani what is obligatory to pay in zakat once they reach the nisab. An Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, qal, ba'athani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila al-Yemen, wa amarani an akhudha min al-baqari min kulli arba'ina musinna. Yani Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet ﷺ sent me, missioned me to Yemen, and he commanded me to take from cows, from every 40, a musinna, 2-year-old, wa min kulli 30 tabi'an, and from every 30, a 1-year-old, al tabi'atan, yani tabi'atan, meaning, yani a male or a female 1-year-old. Now, in this narration of the hadith, is sahih. Shaykh al-Albani mentions Sahih Abi Dawood, that is Sahih, and it's also mentioned in the Sunnah of Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah. And the expression in this one is the wording of Ibn Majah. وَإِنْدَ غَيْرِهِ زِيَادَ فِي آخِرِهِ. And in other than Ibn Majah, there's some extra wording beyond the wording that came here. This is the wording of Ibn Majah. But the same hadith came in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, Nasa'i, and others. The wording here, I just want to emphasize, is that from every 40 and from every 30. So if a person reaches 70, they're in between that number of 60 and 89. If a person reaches 70, from every 30 and from every 40, you have to take a 1-year-old, 2-year-old. Okay, so I just wanted to read that hadith because of the wording that came in Ibn Majah like that, which makes it yani, very, very clear also. Also, I gave you in the reminder for the class yani, the reference for Sheikh Safiur Rahman al-Mubarak 40 in his Ta'liq commentary on Bulugh al-Maram. And he also brings some benefit. Even he brings a narration that contained extra words that didn't come in our book, nor came in the narration of Ibn Majah. The hadith in Bulugh al-Maram, and of course Bulugh al-Maram is the book of who?
Al-Hafiz
ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Let's not forget, Bulugh al-Maram, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, one of the greatest scholars of hadith in the history of Islam. He collected this book to be a means of the student of knowledge learning the ahkam of Islam in an easy manner. Summarize, yani, narrations, the most important narrations that deal with ahkam from the Sahihain, Kutub al-Sunan, and other than that. He mentions, Al-Hafiz mentions the narration like this, from Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ba'athahu ila al-Yemen. Yani on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missioned him to Yemen. فَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ مِنْ كُلِّ ثَلَاثِينَ بَقَرَةً تَبِيعًا يعني من كل ثلاثين بقرة تبيعا. And he ordered him to take from every 30 cows a one-year-old male أو تبيعة يعني a one-year-old female. ومن كل أربعين مسنة. And from every 40 يعني a two-year-old. ومن كل حالم دينارا. This wording came here from Ibn Hajar. He says, وَمِنْ كُلِّ حَالِمْ دِنَارًا يعني for every non-Muslim who's under the custody and care and protection of the Muslim land, يعني if they reach the age of maturity, يعني of حلم, then to take from them as what? Some money, a dinar. Why is he taking money from them? Why is he taking money from them? من كل حالم دينارا. Take from every person who's under the protection of the Muslim state a dinar. Because they're non-Muslims. Okay, so you just could take money from non-Muslims? No. We don't play that. Okay, we're going to come back. I'll give you a chance to think about it. ومن كل حالم دينارا. A dinar. What's a dinar? It's a lot of money. It's a what? A dirham and a dinar. A dirham is a silver coin, a dinar is a gold coin. Remember we said that if a person didn't have the appropriate camel, but they had one that was less, then they can give the less one with also? Naam, with some money, paying some cash with it, right? This is a lot of money we're talking about. For everyone, dinaran. I mean, not a lot of money, like millions of dollars, but a lot of money is not like 20 cents or 50 cents. It's like money. Okay? Aw adlahu, or you can pronounce it adlahu, as the Sheikh mentions in his commentary. Mu'afiriyan. Okay, the last part of this, we're going to look at the explanation of it, yani as the Sheikh explains it. This narration that's mentioned in Bulugh al-Maram by Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he says, Rawahu al-Khamsa. Rawahu al-Khamsa. Who narrated this hadith?
Ahmed
first. Ahmed in the Musnad, and then Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Nasai, and what? At-Tirmidhi, At-Tirmidhi, naam. The four, the Kutub al-Sunan and Imam Ahmed. Thank you. Jizya. Why? A non-Muslim who's under the protection, being protected by a Muslim state, why is he taking money from him? Because you could just take money from non-Muslim? Jizya. The Muslim state is protecting him. And he has to give something. The Muslims have to give zakat. And the non-Muslims, they don't pay zakat. So they are paying jizya. It's clear? I mean, there's no injustice. He has no taken somebody's money without a right to do so. He's taken the zakat from the Muslims. Non-Muslims are not required to pay zakat. They just have to pay the jizya. What? He said, Hasanahu at-Tirmidhi. Oh, this narration by Al-Khamsa was lovely Ahmed. This wording exactly came from Ahmed. And Al-Tirmidhi said that it's Hasan. Wa ashara ila ikhtilaf fi waslihi. And he also pointed, yani at-Tirmidhi pointed to the fact that there's some difference of opinion concerning its wasl. Yani, its wasl. Yani, is it mawsul or not? Yani, going all the way back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is there something happening there? وَصَحَّحَهُ Ibn Hibban wal Hakim, And both Al-Imam Ibn Hibban and Al-Imam Al-Hakim said that it is sahih. Okay, Sheikh Safi Rahman al-Mubarak, 40, his commentary on this particular hadith, number 588 in Bulugh Muram, hadith number 588. In our commentary of Sheikh Safi Rahman, it is on page 176. He says, the saying in this hadith, من كل 30 بقرة, from every 30, one بقرة, هذا نصاب مجمع عليه. يعني this minimum amount is agreed upon by اجماع. There's no difference. That the nisab, it has to be at least 30. If it's less than that, there's no zakat on it. This is مجمع عليه, اجماع. فَلَا يَجِبْ فِي مَا دُونَ 30 شَيْءٌ. So there's nothing that is obligatory to be given if it's less than 30. إِلَّا عِنْدَ الزُّهْرِ. إِلَّا عِنْدَ الزُّهْرِ. What does that mean? Except Al-Imam al-Zuhri. Imam al-Zuhri differed about this particular matter. فَيَجِبُ عِنْدَهُ فِي كُلِّ خَمْسٍ بَقَرَات فِي كُلِّ خَمْسِ بَقَرَات شَات. يعني this is مجمع عليه except Al-Imam al-Zuhri rahimahullah. With him, in his view, عِنْدَهُ, it is obligatory for every 5 cows to give 1 sheep. Where did he get that from? Huh? قياساً قياساً على الإبل قياساً على الإبل. يعني إبل, every 5 camels and cows are almost the same, right? يعني on the day of Adha, if you slaughter 1 camel, the same is equal to slaughtering 1 cow. They are the same. يعني if a person goes to Hajj and they want to make a, they have to make a sacrifice because they're performing what kind of Hajj? Tamattu only? And Qiran. You have to make a sacrifice. 1 sheep. Or for 7 people, they can sacrifice what? 1 cow or 1 camel equal. As Zuhri said, by qiyas, if 5 camels require zakat, so 5 cows also. By qiyas. But there's no room for qiyas here, right? Because we have nas. We have nas from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is agreed upon, except Zuhri, he had this opinion based on qiyas in comparison to the camel. لكن النصاب لا يثبت بالقياس. But this matter of the nisab of zakat, obligatory zakat, is cannot be confirmed by qiyas. It has to be a text, a nas, and we have a nas here. والبقرة, and then the sheikh, he stops there and he says, والبقرة اسم جنس. يعني the word البقرة, this expression, is ism jins, meaning it's used for everything from that type. Yani from every type of generic, same jins, naam. Yani it means that they're all from the same species, like this, naam, in terms of animals, right? Wata lil wahda la lil ta'anith. Yani al baqaratu doesn't mean that it's feminine, because al baqara is ism jins for all of that animal, male and female. Rather, the ta here is for the singular of cows. Yani ta is for singularity. It's not for ta'anith, for femininity. It doesn't indicate feminine. فَيَقَعْ عَلَى ذَكَرُ الْعُنْثَى. So it's used both for the male and the female cow. Al-Baqarah is used for both male and female cow. It just means one of them, just one. Tabi'an, now he explains yani the different ages of the cows. Tabi'an aw tabi'a, yani with ta marbuta, means a 1-year-old male or female. Yani it is ma kamila lahu sana wa dakhala fi thaniya. The one that has completed 1 year and has entered into the second year. Yani they finished 1 year, they're living for 1 year, and they entered into the second year. Wa aw, yani in this expression, tabi'an aw tabi'a, yani aw here, للتخيير للتخيير يعني أنه مخير. يعني that means أو here, the meaning of أو, it means that the person who's giving the zakat has a choice to give this one or that one. مخير يعني he has a choice, he can choose the male or the female. إن شاء أخذ الذكر, if he wills, he can take the male. وإن شاء أخذ الأنثى, or the female, whichever he wills. مُسَنَّى, what does the meaning of مُسَنَّى? مَا كَمِلَ لَهُ سَنَتَانِ وَطَلَعَ سِنُّهَا. What is the meaning? Musinna? The one that completed 2 years. وَطَلَعَ سِنُّهَا. أسنان. طَلَعَ. يعني ظَهَرَ. Its teeth have came forward. Appeared. The teeth came forward. طَلَعَ. طَلَعَ الشَّمْس means the sun rose. It appeared on the horizon. وَطَلَعَ سِنُّهَا. وَدَخَلَ فِي الثَّالِثَةَ. And it entered into the third year. Completed 2 years, its teeth appeared, and entered the third year. Now he's the Shaykh Al-Mubarak 40, rahimahullah, he says, قَالَ فِي التُحْفَةِ الْأَحْوَذِي. Somebody said, in تُحْفَةِ الْأَحْوَذِي. What is تُحْفَةِ الْأَحْوَذِي, Ya Ibrahim? Yeah, because he's occupied right now, so he's not trying to help us. So we want to get his attention and bring him back to this session with us. Okay, تُحْفَةِ Al-Ahwadi is an explanation of a book of hadith by another scholar from India whose name is Mubarak Fouri also. Famous book of hadith, Tuhfa Al-Ahwadi, explanation of Sunan At-Tirmidhi. Explanation of Sunan At-Tirmidhi, one of the most important explanations of Sunan At-Tirmidhi. Anyway, he says in this book, Tuhfa Al-Ahwadi, Juz Al-Thani, Saf. يعني الرابع يعني second volume fourth page. أخرج الطبراني concerning this hadith, he mentions in the commentary. الطبراني also narrates from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما مرفوعا attributed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم these words, وفي كل أربعين مسنة أو مسنن. يعني from every 40 a female or a male 2-year-old. That's how he came in at الطبراني from Abdullah Ibn Abbas. وَمِنْ كُلِّ حَالٍ. This is the part that we wanted to come to. At the end of this hadith, he said, after he mentioned from every, يعني 30, a 1-year-old from every 40, a 2-year-old, وَمِنْ كُلِّ حَالٍ دِنَارًا أَوْ عَدْلَهُ مُعَافِرِيًا. مُعَافِرِيًا. رَهُ الْخَمْسَ. Here's the explanation of this expression. مِنْ كُلِّ حَالٍ أي الَّذِي بَلَغَ الْحِلْمِ وَجَرَى عَلَيْهِ حُكْمُ الرِّجَالِ. Meaning the one who what? بلغ الحلم, reach the age of maturity, puberty. وجرى عليه حكم الرجال. And the ruling, now the ruling of men is applicable to him. The ruling of men is applicable to him. He's considered a man. From that person, يعني he said بلغ, يعني بلغ الحلم. He said سواء احتلم أم لا. Even if he began, يعني احتلم mean he had seminal emission in his sleep. The person had a wet dream. That one who reached that age, يعني the age of حلم, even if he didn't have an emission in his sleep, seminal emission, but he reached the age of حلم, because there are other signs, right? That a person reached the age of puberty, not just from seminal emission in the sleep, but also from their hair in the pubic areas and things like this. So if he reached that age, even if he didn't have seminal emission, then this is applicable to him from every halam, yani dinaran. Al murad bihi akhth al jizya. Who said jizya? Akhth al jizya, ya Abdul Halim. It means, what is intended here? Yani the intended meaning of min kulli halam dinaran, it means taken from him the jizya. Min man lam yuslim. He reached the age of puberty, he didn't enter Islam, then the jizya is taken from him. أو عدلهُ عدلهُ بفت فسكون. بفت فسكون means here that the word عدل, يعني عدل, means that the first letter has fatha and then فسكون, the second letter has سكون. So it's pronounced عدلٌ, عدلٌ. But here it has fatha because it's the مفعول به, so it became عدلهُ. And then he says, A ما يساوي قيمته. يعني or عدله means that which is equal to the قيمة, the value of a dinar. In what? In يعني what he said, what? يعني كل حال دينارا أو إدله معافريا. Or what is equal to a dinar in معافريا. What is معافريا? He says معافريا يعني it is برود باليمن تنسب إلى معافر على وزن مساجد حي من حمدان إليها تنسب الثياب Al-Mu'afiriyya. This is a mouthful. Yani, Mu'afiriyan is the burud. Yani, burud is the plural of burd. Yani, a type of clothing. Some of them described it, huh? That the Prophet is described in a hadith, and it's mentioned in a hadith. Yani, the burud is the clothing that is lined, you wrap yourself in it. It's not like, it's a heavy type of clothing, heavy cloth. It's not thin, you know, or soft. Burud, yani, bard. Yani, he said, the burud, yani, idlahu, yani, mu'afiriyan, means the burud, the clothing, the cloth that they used to wrap themselves with in Yemen, that is, yani, made in Yemen. It is ascribed to mu'afir, yani, this word mu'afir is ala wazn masajid, same wazn mafa'il, and it is a hay, min hamdan, yani, a village, or district, in Hamdan, in Yemen. وَإِلَيْهِمْ تُنْسَبْ الثِّيَابْ الْمُعَافِرِيَّةِ. And to them is ascribed the clothing that's called mu'afiriyya. So, yani the end of this hadith, this narration, mentions what? That from, yani in addition to the zakat of cows, 30 and 40, 1 year old and 2 year old, also the, yani, huh? What is to be taken from the non-Muslim who reached the age of puberty? Jizya. So it mentions both zakat and it also mentions jizya, yani from the one who didn't enter Islam, if he reached the age of puberty, then the ruling concerning men is applicable to him and he has to yani take from him the jizya. Naam. We're not finished yet. Today we're going to try to end on time. We have some very important matters here to finish. The Jews had to pay jizya? If they were living under the protection of the Muslims, they have to pay jizya.
There was one Jew at the Iran who was present at the time, right?
They were present now.
So they had to pay the jizya.
Now. No.
The jizya in the Quran was described to the Ahl al-Kitab. So it's like general, those who are non-Muslims. In the Quran, it came for the Ahl al-Kitab.
Yeah, this is a different discussion. This actually is not part of our discussion. Yani we could talk about it, but any, there's still some very important information. And like I said, today, inshallah, we want to try to finish on time. This matter requires some discussion. It requires some discussion in terms of yani the difference of opinion concerning it. So, yani let's try to yani finish. There's some really beneficial points that we want to finish with here, and then inshallah. And we want to try to close on time because we have one more class coming on today, right? We have our fifth class, right? Okay, so I just want to read some notes. I wasn't able to find a PDF file. I couldn't find one. I tried to find a search. I couldn't find a PDF file. But in any case, I want to read a little bit from Al-Jami' li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah. Al-Jami' li-Ahkam. Anybody have this book? Al-Jami' li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah? By Sheikh Uthaymeen. Anybody have this book? So I have it in four volumes. Each volume is about 400 or 500 pages.
Is it the one you tried to send us and it was not to open?
Yeah. No, I think that was Sheikh Salih Fawzan's fiqh, mulakhas, fiqhi. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. I wanted to send it because these are some very important notes, but I couldn't find it, so I just tried to photocopy it. In any case, the Sheikh, he says, in this book, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, under the chapter of Zakat Bahimat Al-An'am, yani the zakat on the livestock. Okay, he says, and he first talked about the camels, right? And then yani now we're talking about cows. So I'm going to the page dealing with cows on page 82, zakat al-baqar. Naqulu fi zakat al-baqar kama qulna fi zakat al-ibl, ay anna al-aqsam السابقة الأربعة تشمل الإبل والبقر والغنم. Here the Sheikh is referring to something that came in the previous section that we didn't read. But in any case, it's important and we need to look at it. Okay, he says that we say the same concerning the zakat of the cows, just as we said concerning the zakat of the camels. That is, that the four previously mentioned divisions that we mentioned in reference to camels, tashmalu includes the cows, camels, cows, and ghanam, sheep, includes all of them. So before we read about the cows, let's just quickly look at the four categories on page 77 and 78 and 79. And I'm going to summarize them a little bit because it's a little bit lengthy. And I really want to deal with the cows. Or should we come back to these four categories after we do the cows? Maybe we should do the cows and come back to the four categories. Yeah, because we want to finish the cows, right? While we're on cows and our mind on cows and we already read about cows, let's read about the cows, what he said about cows. And then we'll go back to what he's referring to here. He says, وَالْبَقَرْ يعني we're talking about zakat al-baqar. وَالْبَقَرْ سُمِّيَتْ بَقَرًا لِأَنَّهَا تَبْقُرُ الْأَرْضِ بِالْحِرَافَةِ أي تَشُقُّهَا يعني the cow, it has been given this name cow because it, لِأَنَّهَا تَبْقُرُ يعني تَبْقُرُ from the verb بَقَرَ the verb بَقَرَ يَبْقُرُ تَبْقُرُ الْأَرْضِ بِالْحِرَافَةِ يعني because it يعني splits open, pulls up the earth for farming, for agriculture. A يعني تبقرو means تشقها. It splits the earth. It pulls open the earth for farming, for agriculture. That's why the cow got its name بقر. Because the meaning of بقر is يعني شق يشق. It splits open, pulls open. Yani rips open the earth so that the person can plant their seeds and farm, yani do their agriculture. After this he says, وَيَجِبُ فِي ثَلَاثِينَ مِنَ الْبَقْرِ تَبِيعٌ أَوْ تَبِيعًا يعني male or female 1 year old. A. تَبِيعٌ ذَكَرَ أَوْ تَبِيعًا أُنْثَرَ يعني male or female 1 year old. لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا سنة, يعني each one of them, the male or the female, has to at least be 1 year old. وَفِيمَا دُونَ ثَلَاثِينَ لَا شَيْءٍ يعني it's obligatory to give zakat when the person has 30 from the cows, whether it is a male 1 year old or a female 1 year old. يعني if it reached 1 year old and they have 30 يعني cows, then they have to give zakat. I mean, if it reached 30, they have to give zakat either a one-year-old male or a one-year-old female. If it's less than 30, la shay, there's no zakat on it. Okay, so that's what we already agreed upon, right? That the minimum, the nisab, is 30 cows. And if they reach 30, they have to give a one-year-old, male or female. And this is also significant because male or female, because we know when we're dealing with camels, it was females, most of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Females. So here we're saying male or female. وَالْفَرْقْ بَيْنَ الْإِبْلِ وَالْبَقَرِ فِي بَابَ الزَّكَاةِ فَرْقٌ عَظِيمٌ The difference between the camel and the cow in relation to this subject of zakat is a tremendous difference. There's a big difference between the zakat on cows and camels. What is that difference?
The minimum, the nisab
for camels is 5. And the minimum nisab for cows is 30. Yani a person has 5 camels and the other one has 30 cows before he has to give zakat. Is that a difference?
No.
Guy say, wait a minute, I only got 5 camels. This guy has 29 cows, he's not giving no zakat yet. Until he gets to 30. So the sheikh is here bringing a really important point. And what is this point related to? The divine revelation, Sharia of Allah. It's not based on your thinking. It's based on perfect knowledge and wisdom and justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Because this Sharia, when the people question it, they are not taking into consideration that the one who made this law is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh is saying here, I know some people might look at this and think logically, how is that? Yani, only you have to have at least 30 cows before you have to give zakat, and the person who has camels, when he got 5, he has to start paying. So the Shaykh is bringing to our attention, look at the wisdom and the knowledge of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. How he's bringing this point out in passing, but how important it is for us to remember the Sharia is the law of Allah, is divine. It's not man-made laws, The man made some laws in the city council, in the state assembly, in the Congress, in the Senate. They made them up. You can question that. That's nonsense. They just made it up by their own mind. Rather, they even say it's nonsense, and they change the laws all the time. But the Sharia of Allah doesn't change. When it was legislated, it was perfect already. Doesn't need improvement, correction, let's fix it. Yani they made the what they call it, care, they call it Obamacare, but the real name of it is what? Affordable Care Act. They said it was good, but it needs some fixing. The Republicans said it was no good, but now they are sticking with it, even. Huh? But they said we have to fix it a little bit. The Sharia of Allah doesn't require fixing. This is what the Sheikh is alluding to here. This is a very important point for us to remember. The Sharia of Allah. He said there's a big difference between the zakat of the cows and the camels. فَالْعِبْلِ يَبْدَعُ النِّصَابُ مِنْ خَمْسٍ وَالْبَقَرُ مِنْ ثَلَاثِينَ. The nisab for the camel, it starts at 5. The nisab for the cow starts at 30. مَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي بَادِ الْأَضَاحِ سَوَاءٍ. Even though, in terms of the أَضَاحِ, يعني meaning the sacrifice, يعني when a person makes a sacrifice, يَمُ الْأَضْحَى. In that bab, they are equal, سَوَاء. They are the same. يعني one camel is like one cow. But in zakat, they are not the same. Why Allah made it in yani sacrifice, cow and camel is equal. 7, yani hajj, cow is for 7 people, camel for 7 people. In zakat, they are not equal. That's the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is perfect. Lakin ash-shar', here's what the Shaykh says. It shows this is the point he's trying to make. Lakin ash-shar'u fawqa al-aqli. Huh? There's a big difference between these. They're equal in one thing and not equal in the other, but guess what? The Sharia of Allah is above the intellect. It's above the intellect. والواجب اتباع ما جاء به الشرع. And what is obligatory upon us is that we follow what came in the Sharia of Allah. No matter what your aql is telling you, I don't know about that, I'm not sure, I don't quite understand, it doesn't matter. What is obligatory is what? Following the شرع. The شرع is فوق العقل. This is a qaida. Al-shar' fawq al-aql. Wal-wajib ittiba' ma ja'a bihi al-shar'. What is obligatory upon us is to follow what came in the sharia. Now the Shaykh begins to explain. Fi kulli arba'een musinna. For every 40, there's a 2-year-old. And musinna is the female that has 2 years, completed 2 years. And what is between 30 and 40? When it reaches 30, yani you have to give... Yani, reach 30, you have to give a what? A 1-year-old. And what is between 30 and 40? Yani, from 30 to 39, what is between them? Is waqasun. Yani, 9, laysa fiha shay. Yani, 9 more cows. Once you reach 30, you have to give one 1-year-old. In between 30 and 40, there's 9 more cows. Up to 39, there's no extra zakat on those 9. That's the waqas. Then for every 30 is a tabi'a fi kulli 40 musanna. Yani for every 30 there's a 1-year-old, for every 40 there's a 2-year-old. And then the Shaykh begins to go by tens. By tens. Okay? He didn't go from yani 40 to 79. Huh? No, he didn't go from 40 to 39. He went from 40 to 50. And then to 60. And then to 70. Which means that Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, his view concerning this, is the view of our book, not the view. I read that in several books. I read it in several books also. That's a view. But in any case, the text of the hadith supports the view in our book, and this is what's supported by Shaykh Uthaymeen. He says, in every 50, there's a musinna. Huh? 50. Yani it reached 40, it didn't reach 60. It didn't reach to the next fard. After 40, the next fard is 230s, 60. After that is 70, a 30 and a 40. After that is 80, 240s. After that is 90, 330s. After that is 100. And so on, like this. He went straight from 50, and he went to 50 is the musinna. Then fi 16, 60 is what? 2 1-year-olds, male or female, he said. From 40 to 60 is waqas. Yani from 40 to 60, yani from 40 Yani a 2-year-old to 60, which is 2 1-year-olds, in between that, from 40 to 59, is nothing upon the extra. Yani 41, 2, up to 59. When you reach 60, then 2 1-year-olds. In 70, there's tabi'ah wa musinna. Yani a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. A 30 and a 40, 70. In 80, musinnatan. 2 40s, that's 2 2-year-olds. Fi tis'een, 90 is how many? 3 1-year-olds. Yani thalatha tabi'ah, 3 1-year-olds. Wa fi mi'ah, in 100, 100 is 30 and 30 and 40, right? 60 and 40 is 100. 2 1-year-olds and 1 2-year-old. Tabi'an, 2 1-year-olds, wa musinna, and 1 1-year-old. The Shaykh said, and in 120, yani 120, he said, arba'a tabi'at, 4 1-year-olds. Yani 30, 30, 30, and 30, or 3 2-year-olds, 40 and 40 and 40. Kal mi'atayn fil ibl. This choice between yani 30s or 40s, because both of them equal to the same amount, is like when you have 200 of camels. You also have the choice, yani between the two fards. Yani in camels, the two fards in 100 would be how much? Would be 50s and 40s. 200 would be 5 40s or 4 50s. He says the same as in camels, when you reach 200, you have a choice between 40s or 50s. The same thing, you have a choice here between 30s and 40s. When you reach to 120. The Shaykh asks, when you have a choice, so which one, who does the choice go to? لِمَنْ الْخِيَارِ لِلْمُعَطِي أَوْ لِلْآخِذِ. Yani to whom it is that has the choice, yani to choose if they want, yani 1-year-olds or 2-year-olds. Is it the one who's collecting the zakat or the one who's giving the zakat? What do you think? Giving. He says giving. Everybody agrees the one who's giving? Everybody agrees with that, right? Just want to make sure. Nobody says the one who's taking? Not the zakat collector? Only the one who's giving, right? Okay, let's see what the Sheikh says. We all agree. I should say. You all agree that's the one who's giving, right? Sheikh says, who has the choice? He says, lil mu'ati. The one who's giving, like you all said, mashallah. You got scared when I asked you. All of y'all agree on that? Some people started looking like, maybe I want to take the other opinion. Lil mu'ati, stick to what you know. Why you say it's for the mu'ati? Why did you say that? Because he's the one who's in debt. And the one in debt should dictate the writing, right? The one in debt is the one who has the choice. The Shaykh says, it is the choice of the one who is giving. The scholars said, why? قَالُوا لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَارِمُ. Because he's the one who is it upon to pay. He's the one who the yani has to give the money, who has to pay. So he's the one who has the choice. Okay, after this, the Shaykh says, yani in this case, yani it would be sufficient that the person gives male in terms of zakat of the cows. Unlike the camels have to give females, you can give males. Because he said what? Tabi' or tabi'ah. Yani in thalathin, 30 cows, you can give tabi'ah or you can give tabi'ah. Yani male or female, 1-year-old. And then he mentions in reference to the camels, Ibn Labun, Makana bint Makhad. That sometime an Ibn Labun can be given in the place of a bint Makhad. Yani the female. Yani, the bint Ibn Labun though is a 2-year-old male, can be given in place of a 1-year-old female. إِذَا كَانَ النِّصَابْ كُلُّهَا ذُكُورًا. He said, this is a saying of some of the scholars in reference if the nisab, if the person reached the nisab and all of their animals are all males, then they can give a male because their wealth is only in males. So the male will suffice in three places in zakat. There are three situations where the male will be accepted, even though what is required is a female. The first of them is the tabi'ah and thalathin, the 30 camels, because that came in the text of the hadith. 30 camels, you can give tabi'un or tabi'atun, yani male or female, 1-year-old. The second place where the male will suffice is Ibn Labun, yani the male 2-year-old in place of the female 1-year-old, إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ عِنْدَهُ بِنْت مَخَادِ, if he doesn't have the female, بِنْت مَخَادِ, yani the female 1-year-old. And the third place is disputed. He said, إِذَا كَانَ النِّصَابْ كُلُّهُ ذَكُورِ, yani some of the scholars said, if the nisab, the person reached the nisab, all of the animals are male, then they can give a female. The male will suffice here. Once he reached, yani the minimum nisab, and he has some discussion about that. And then he says, but the other opinion is that the male cannot. And yani for the sake of time, we're just going to read the second opinion, which it appears to be the opinion of Shaykh Uthaymeen. He said, وَقَالَ بَعْدُ الْعُلَمَاءِ, some of the scholars said, no, we don't agree with that. Even if all the animals are male, and the Sharia requires to give a female, they have to give a female. He said, إِذَا كَانَ النِّصَابِ ذُكُورًا, yani all of the animals were male, فَيَجِبُ مَا عَيَّنَ الشَّارِعِ, so it is obligatory to give that which the legislator has specified. Even if, فَلَوْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ خَمْسَ وَإِشْرُونَ مِنَ الْإِبْلِ, if he had 25 camels, all of them are male, it is obligatory for him to give a bint makhad, female, yani 1-year-old. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَإِبْنِ لَبُونَ, and if that's not found, then he can give a 2-year-old male. وَإِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ سِتَّ وَثَلَاثُونَ, yani 36 جَمَلًا, yani all males, فَفِيهَا بِنْتِ لَبُونَ, then and what is required is a female 2-year-old. وَلَا يُجْزِي إِبْنِ لَبُونَ, in this case, yani there's no option for giving the male. وَهَذَا قَوْلْ أَقْرَبْ إِلَى ظَاهِرُ السُنَّةِ, that's the point I wanted to read, that this second opinion, that you have to give that which the Sharia specified, هَذَا أَقْرَبْ إِلَى ظَاهِرُ السُنَّةِ, this is nearer to what appears to be what is stated in the Sunnah, لِأَنَّ السُنَّةِ عَيَّنَتْ, because the Sunnah has specified what is to be given. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابن لبون بنت مخاد حقة جذعة, and in every place he specified what has to be given, and that's what has to be given, and nothing else is acceptable. And the Shaykh, he closes this section by saying, وهذا القول أحوط فلا نعدل أما جاء به الشرع لمجرد القياس. هذا القول أحوط, meaning this one. Yeah, ahwat, but here the meaning of ahwat means, yani the intended meaning of ahwat here is that this is safer. Yani meaning that if there are two opinions of the scholars, the ahwat means the safer opinion. Yani some scholars said that the thigh is part of awrah, and some said no. And then the safer opinion is that yes, it is. That's safer. Because the other opinion, if you take it, you might be right, but what if you're wrong? Yeah. Yani some scholars said that gold jewelry is prohibited for women, and other scholars said, yani circular gold jewelry, and other scholars said no. Then the safer opinion is that, yani, not prohibited, yani, yeah, prohibited. Shaykh al-Albani said the gold, the circular jewelry for women is prohibited. The safer opinion is that it's prohibited. Although, the majority opinion is that it's not. Okay, so, yani, the safer opinion means when there's two different opinions, yani, the one which, if, even if you are wrong, you're not going to be hurt. The one that, if you are right, you are good, but if you're wrong, you will be harmed, that's not the safer opinion. The other opinion is the safer opinion. So that's what he means here. He said that this opinion is the safer view, even though the other one, yani, has some logic to it. It could be correct by qiyas or something, but this one is ahwat. So we do not go away from, we do not abandon, we do not depart from what came to us in the Sharia simply due to al-qiyas. Yani we have a nas, and then the qiyas tells us something else. So the nas says it has to be female, the qiyas says, but it could be a male in this case or in that case. He said the nas, yani, takes precedence over qiyas. This is what he said concerning the Baqarah, and then there's still, yani, what he said concerning the four divisions. I'll just summarize for them. Is it time? Yes, time now. We're supposed to stop at 6:30. This class is from 5 o'clock to 6:30. So I'm just going to mention the Sheikh. He says here, I'm just going to summarize it for you just so you get the benefit of what he said concerning camels on page 77 of Yani Al-Jami' li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah. He says that the camels, and he said here that this includes what? Camels, cows, and sheep and goats. He said here under camels, know that Bahimat al-An'am has four divisions. The first division is Urud Tijara. The first division are those animals that are intended for sale, like merchandise that a person has on sale. The zakat, هذه تزكى zakat al-urud. The zakat on it is the zakat of merchandise that's for sale, not the zakat on camels or cows or goats or sheep. The zakat on merchandise is whatever its value is that it should be sold for. Yani, that's what is, the tax is 2.5% on that. Or 1/40th, yani, like the zakat on wealth, on gold and silver. Okay? So he's saying that if that those animals are intended for sale, they are merchandise that a merchant has for sale, then they are not taxable according to the rate of what we're talking about here. They're taxable according to the rate of merchandise as for sale. The second division is those camels that have been taken to be used for their milk and for their offspring, yani that you want them to give birth to more animals. However, they are being fed, yani fara, yani the person who owns them is going out buying or growing what they're going to be fed. They're not just free grazing livestock. Remember we said in camels has to be free grazing livestock. Yani zakat that we're talking about here is for free grazing livestock. Sheikh is saying the second division is those cattle or camels that are not free grazing livestock. Even if they're grazing on a land that you have planted, yani stuff on it for them to eat, that's not free grazing. Free grazing mean that whatever is growing on the land is caused by Allah, not any work or effort from you, buying, planting, cultivating. It has to be free grazing, mean in the open land, whatever is grown is caused by Allah. He said this is the second type that is being fed. It's not free grazing on the land from what Allah caused to grow in the earth. This one is not taxable, the Sheikh said. If the person who owns them is feeding them, harvesting, reaping, cutting, mowing, collecting that which is going to be fed to them, no matter even if they reach the nisab, because there's no zakat on them, لِأَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ مِنْ عُرُودِ التِّجَارَ وَلَا مِنَ السَّوَائِمِ, because they are not free grazing, nor are they merchandise that's intended for sale. No zakat on them. That's two. No zakat on that which is intended as merchandise for sale, and no zakat on animals that are not free grazing. The third category, he said, is sawa'im. Yani the sawa'im means those that are grazing freely on the land from what Allah caused to grow in the earth. And he said that these here are, yani there's zakat upon them. The fourth category, yani that's what we've been talking about, there's zakat on those. And the fourth category there's no zakat on is awamil. Yani those are like camels, he said, that a person has, which they are renting out to be, yani carriers, to carry loads from one place to another, from one city, from one land to another. Yani, what is taxable is the, yani, when you rent something out, you get a what? Yani, what do they call that? The money that you get back. Yani, the ujra. Yani, the amount. Yani, ujra, like you get a taxi, right? You pay the fare. Yani, if they are lend out to be used as carriers, yani animals bearing burden, then whatever you get, yani the fees that you collect for lending them out, the fee is tax. Yani you have to pay zakat on it, on the fees that you get back, not on how many animals that you have. And of course, the Sheikh yani mentioned a lot of detail, but it's a few pages long. So for the sake of yani time, I just summarized it for you, but you can go back to page 78 in volume 2. Yani, volume 2 of Al-Jami' li-Ahkam Fiqh al-Sunnah by Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. Huh?
Can you come back again quickly on the
Yeah, just the last point that he made, yani free grazing, he said they have to be free grazing for most of the year. And he said that this is because the lesser amount of time, yani in the year, if they were free grazing for most of the year, but not the whole of the year, then the lesser time takes the ruling of the greater time. So that means that they are considered free grazing. So that if a person has camels, and they are free grazing for 5 months of the year, and he's feeding them for 6 months, yani 6 months of the year, they can't free graze, so he has to feed them, then that means they didn't free graze for most of the year, there's no zakat on them. If a person has animals that are free grazing for 6 months, and he's feeding them for the other 6 months, what? He pays zakat or he doesn't?
He doesn't.
Why he doesn't? Why? Because that's not most. It has to be most of the year. 6 months and 6 months is not most, it's even, right? No zakat. If the person has animals that they are grazing for the whole of the year, obviously, free grazing for the whole year, they have to pay zakat. And if a person has animals that they are free grazing for 6 months and feeding them for 5 months, 6 months, they're free grazing and 5 months he's feeding them, is zakat or no zakat? Zakat, because the lesser amount takes the ruling of the greater amount, 6 months is greater than 5 months, then they have to pay zakat on them. There's a difference of opinion concerning this. Al-Imam Malik holds the opinion, not on this particular point, but on the animals that are used, yani that are rented out to carry. Imam Malik says that there's zakat on them. The majority of the scholars say that there's no zakat on them. So here the Shaykh is just making yani this final point concerning what? Free grazing most of the year. It means the whole of the year or the majority, that they're free grazing more than you're feeding them. If otherwise they're equal or less, then there's no zakat on those animals. Now, somebody had something you wanted to say? You wanted to go? No, Abdul Haq said he wanted to go back a little bit. You wanted to go back to where?
Like quickly,
the four categories. Okay, the four categories are, yani there's no zakat if those animals are held, are kept, are possessed for the purpose of sale, like merchandise. Then the zakat on them is the zakat on merchandise, yani the value of them at the end of the year, 2.5%, if they're merchandise. The second one is if they are, yani, okay, that's one, that they are, yani, if they are not free grazing, most of the year, they are not free grazing most of the year, there's no zakat on them. The third one, if they are rented out, they are just kept to rent out to use by people, yani, then there's no zakat on the animals, but there's zakat on whatever you collect in fees from the people you rent it out to. And the fourth category, which he mentioned third, is the category of those that are free grazing most of the year. So two categories, one, they are free grazing. The one who's free grazing most of the year, more than you're feeding them, is zakat. The one that's free grazing, yani, or that is being fed most of the year, more than they're free grazing, there's no zakat. There's no zakat on the one that's lent out to carry loads, and there's no zakat on the one that is kept as merchandise for sale. Yani, meaning? The third one, he said, yani the third one, he said, yani that the animals are free grazing most of the year. Okay, the first one he mentioned that they are not free grazing. They are not free grazing.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yani in other words, they are not like animals that are just let go. Actually, you're taking care of them like you take care of your horses and other animals that don't take care of themselves. He had his hand up with Abdul Haq.
What I was going to say is that you mentioned about the distinction between the cow and the camel.
That there's a difference between them in reference to zakat, and there's no difference between them in reference to making a sacrifice.
I'm saying a hoof would be from sort of Russia. The last one I've got to say, I feel like you had to.
Now, yani Allah is calling attention to them specifically, pointing them out for a reason because of something related to, yani the creation of the camel and their value and their benefit. And by the way, Even though you forgot to remind me, I didn't forget to bring the charts for you. I just didn't want you to be distracted during the class. Help me, Muhammad. Give these out to the brothers. Can somebody pass these to the sisters? Is your family here? If they need some more, let me know. This is the table. I had to modify one of them because it had the numbers that Al-Waleed brought to us. I had to modify that. Oh, it's the same? Oh, okay.
Because it's saying from 60 to 79 is 2 1-year-olds, but 70 would be 1 2-year-old and 1 1-year-old. So there would be another. Would be the 70 would.
70 would be what?
1 2-year-old and 1 1-year-old.
How?
Because for every 40 for this.
Okay, it should be 69.
Okay.
Make Yani the cattle. It should be Yani 30 to 39. 40 to 59 and 60 to 69.
No.
60 to 69. Because if you reach 70, then
1 1-year-old and 1 2.
Yeah, it will be 40 and 30. Now, 69. Change it to 69. It was 89. It should be 69.
Which one?
Yeah, the cattle. It should be in cattle. It should be the third one should be 60 to 69. 60 to 69. Jazakallah khair. Okay. Also for the sisters, please try to make note. In the second chart on the cattle, it has 30 to 39, 40 to 59, it should be 60 to 69. 60 to 69. For cattle, 60 to 69. Yani 2 1-year-olds. Because when it reaches 70, then it will be 40 and 30. Now, Jazakallah khair.
Oh, yeah, the question was.
Now, and then we're going to close here. Like, we're going to stop on time today. We already went 10 minutes over. Take your question.
Jewelry for the woman and the
We're going to talk about that when we come to Yani, the zakat on wealth and jewelry now. Yeah, there's difference of opinion about this. The majority don't Yani make a distinction, but Sheikh Al-Albani has a view concerning this matter. We're going to talk about it, inshallah, when we come to the zakat on jewelry. Now. Wa yakum. A nisab? There's jizya. There's no zakat. There's no zakat. There's jizya. The jizya doesn't have a nisab. There's no nisab. When the person reaches the age, they require it. Yani to pay. So, Yani, I mean, of course, everything could be considered. But it's not an amount that, Yani, the person can't do, Yani. The jizya is less than the zakat. It's less than zakat. So the Muslims are already paying, Yani, zakat. And the other people are actually benefiting, not just from protection, but they're also benefiting from all services and everything that the government is providing when they're living in the Muslim land. Naam. So, I mean, it's required. Of course, every kind of consideration will be given. In a Muslim land that's ruled by the Sharia, of course, everybody's going to be considered, right? I mean, that's the justice of Islam. That's natural. But in any case, Yani, the general rule is that Yani, jizya should be given by those people who fit the description of the requirement. Yani, when they reach a male, they reach the age of puberty. Now, male. Naam. Because, look, the male in the Muslim land, Yani, has certain responsibilities to maintain, to protect the society, their family, right? So the male is paying, is the male, Muslim male, is required to, Yani, participate in the defense of the nation, and the non-Muslim is not. The non-Muslim, who is equivalent to the male who has to participate, is the male, not the female. Yani, so they have to, Yani, give the jizya, because they're also not participating in the army, where the males are, Muslim males, and Muslim females are not participating in the army. Anyway, we're going to stop here. Like we said, we're going to stop on time today. Abdul Halim, this is your time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.